Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scouts, you're definitely listening to another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast. Now, this is a bonus episode. We recorded some time ago. It's with our mate Josh Daskam. We had him on the podcast. So there's lots of little stories that you refer to. But more importantly, he's actually the director of finance and cricket operations at Major League Cricket, which is in the US. The tournament's actually kicked off already. So make sure that you are following that. Our mate Spencer Johnson playing in it. So we thought it was a great time to put this podcast episode out. Please enjoy. Look, as you're sitting there, I'll be honest with you, I'll level with you. I don't know if Josh Daskam is a household name at your particular house.
Not yet.
Will be after this episode, and that's what we're so incredibly excited about. So,
maybe
Josh,
the 10 to 12 girls.
Can you wait till I introduce you? Every time. He's terrible. I never even get to finish my introduction and Josh just starts talking over the top of it.
It hasn't quite worked out.
Anyway, this is Josh. He is on the podcast with us. As you've already heard, he introduced himself. Mate, thank you so much for being here. Your name's come up many, many times in our sort of weekly podcast episodes. So we thought with the amount we talked about you just in those small snippets, we actually need to dedicate a full episode to you, really. So it's sort of a bonus listening experience for you at home.
You say bonus.
Now, if you are a first-time listener, the couple of times when we say like that Josh has been brought up lots of times on the podcast, I thought that like you might not believe me. So Mitch and I have gone through and got a couple of snippets of just where Dashy might have come up. So here's the first one.
Good people. Mine's not necessarily a blow up, but I thought I'd try and find another way to bring Josh Daskam into the podcast.
It was weird without him being involved.
Last week was like strange. I felt sort of a bit like sick afterwards. But anyway, we're playing Ipswich. I think they needed to win to get into a semi or something like that. And there's one for 70 with a few hours to go before lunch. And as you do, you bring the spinner on just before lunch to see what happens. Anyway, Dashy's got the yips, like genuine like yips. He bowled 11 full tosses in 12 balls. Like didn't hit the pitch 11 times at all.
How do you get the yips as a left arm orthodox?
Who doesn't spin them, right? But it's so funny because like Anthony and Dan Wilson, who we all know pretty well, like were batting together. And then Dan was at the non-strikes and Anthony just like kept fucking hitting him everywhere. And Dan just yells out like after about the sixth ball, he goes, "Oh, can you let me on strike to face this shit?" Anyway, so it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't so much a blow up, but after I think Dashy's second over, there's another over and then we went to lunch, but Dashy didn't come with us to lunch, like walk off the field to go to lunch. He just walked straight to the net. So he bowled in the nets for 40 minutes with both teams like sitting there just watching and like we're like sitting together like laughing. It was the best thing ever. So it was a temper tantrum, but he was by himself quietly in the corner in the nets at Valleys.
So the Dashy from that story is the Dashy that we do have with us tonight. Dashy, do you remember that story fondly, I would say?
Oh, not so fondly. I remember being really angry that I got taken out of the attack.
Yeah.
So I was none for 30.
Were you captain? Was Cody captain?
I was captain, yeah. And he was just like, come on, like, you got to let me find my rhythm. It's like, they're fucking none for 100. No.
Oh God. Did he ever find his rhythm that day?
It was better, but it was fine. After, it was unbelievable. It's like genuine, like he'd forgotten how to like walk. It was incredible. I've never seen anything like it.
Did that happen to you multiple times?
Yeah, what happened?
I just forgot how to bowl for like 20 minutes.
I forgotten how to bat for about 18 years.
So. Yeah, it was unbelievable. It wasn't like, oh, that was just a bit loose. They were genuinely like, so Dashy normally bowls probably like, you know, 85, 90 kind of hour. They're like 72 and like waist to chest high full tosses. It was unbelievable. Yeah.
No, yeah, it was like,
oh my God, is this like, is he okay?
Yeah.
The worst bit is I went and did it for another 20 minutes in the nets before I figured it out.
I can't wait this out. I'm bowling the exact same ball. They're not going for six. Oh, wait, there's no batters.
There's no batter there. It's just hitting net and rolling back to me.
So Dashing, that's how you and Dashy know each other so well, obviously.
We played
cricketing exploits.
Yeah, so Dashy was at my club at Valleys for 10 years probably.
Yeah, probably 10 years. Yeah. I mean, one of only a few to score 1,000 runs and take 100 wickets in first grade, but we'll forget that. We'll bring up the We'll just bring up the one time I forgot how to bowl.
I'm sure we brought up your positive performances.
He's also got 100 in a grand final here, which not many people would know. And it was a fucking, he teed him up to all places. We lost, but it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
but
they still made us follow on.
Oh, that was,
We bowled for 2 days fully, right? So, like, university batted for 2 genuine whole days. And it was, you know, long, they were hot. They were days like today up in Brisbane.
And got to what?
They were at about 5 to 5 on day 2. They were 8 for 550. And then Josh Jackson got his 2 wickets for the innings, 2 of the worst LBW decisions anyone's ever seen in a career. But one of them hit the batsman's heel and went to like leg buys 4. And the umpire just wanted to get off the field and say, yeah, out.
Makes sense. Yeah. That's bad. That's fun.
2 for 100 off 38. Thanks for coming.
Not much wrong with that. No yips there. And 100. It's pretty much player of the final.
Yeah. Well, he got our player of the final somehow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then Dash, you went from there, well, from playing up here, you actually followed in my footsteps, actually. One of the rare people to have ever won a triple premiership in the same year, lead running at West Torrens. And Dash went down there and played for West Torrens as well. And the boys, I think he only spent one season down there, but very fondly remembered, mainly for getting in arguments with the opposition.
Doesn't sound like me. I think you've got me confused with the wrong guy.
Yeah. Well, how it was told to me is that, like, in Adelaide club cricket, that doesn't happen that often. We know you as being quite combative and stuff, and never anything rude or anything like that. But you know, we try and get right into the batters' heads and stuff. I don't think they'd seen the likes of you down there before.
Yeah.
No, they all seemed pretty friendly down there, which was quite odd. Yeah. I wasn't very friendly to the opposition. Yeah,
you're batting and you're spraying the bowls. I think that really caught him on the back foot.
Yeah. That's always a good one when you hit the state contracted bowler for 6 and then you tell him to fuck off back to the top of his mark in your second game in Adelaide. Huh? The
fuck is this guy?
That would have gone down really well down there.
Proper. Anyway, sorry about that one, David Grant.
He's still going well, David. So obviously, yeah, I mean,
he plays your cricket now.
Yeah, it actually made him a better player, I think.
He's in your back pocket.
Yeah. Now, Dash, you also did. You came on to the podcast, a weekly episode. Another mention here, and this was when you were on the phone, I think, from the US, which we'll go on to speak about very soon. You joined us on the phone. I don't know how we got those time differences lined up.
Well, especially you, considering you're fucking hopeless.
Yeah. But this is the Dashy introduction for that phone call. Our guest is actually, I'm incredibly excited about this because this is a man who we have never had on the We Got the Chocolates podcast, yet somehow he's been mentioned more than any of us on the podcast. Most episodes he comes up.
Yep.
His name is Josh Dascombe. He should be on the phone right now. Josh, we got you there.
Ring a ding ding, you've reached the king.
We didn't even ring.
You've been on the phone for 10 minutes, you fucking idiot.
So that's how we introed him. So I would say that you were actually going really well at that stage of the phone call. Mm. That was actually quite a strong start, strong performance. Then we got this in your actual trivia attempt. So you were on for your acquitted goatee, which for those that are listening.
Can we set the scene for that a little bit? It was actually on US Sport. Now, Josh has been in the US for a couple of years now, and I don't really know a lot about US Sport. So we thought, well, you know, we'll even the playing field for him and we'll do a US Sport.
And also, we were recording just after the Super Bowl.
Correct.
It was the same day.
Might have been, yeah. How'd you go, Josh? We're about to find out, I reckon.
Yeah. Went real well.
Yeah.
It went like this.
Which starting quarterbacks are the only ones to win a Super Bowl with 2 different teams?
Tom Brady. Is there another one? Is there another two?
Yeah, plural. Quarterbacks, yeah.
Tom Brady and Peyton Manning.
Which artist has the highest rated Super Bowl halftime show to date?
Shakira and whoever she did it with 2 years ago.
That's one of the worst.
That's a sly 30 seconds, Dash.
So you get 30 seconds in that game. And I think we planned 5 questions.
And yeah, I'll take from 2. Not, yeah. It's 100%, baby.
You did. You okay, got sure. 1 from 2 of those ones.
And Shakira, even the one you whoever got, she did that with.
You yeah. spent 10 seconds clarifying that there were 2 when Mitch definitely said 2. Tom Brady and... Oh, you said 2.
Is there another, yeah, oh, more than 1.
Oh, no, okay. Who would that be?
Jeez. Oh, it's very good.
So, yeah, you didn't get the chocolates on...
Holy heck. Yeah.
Oh, someone's what's happened there.
No.
Drop couch. Drop couch, surely.
Drop couch.
2 big cheers.
Straight up the chimney. Trouble of yits. Drop
Pat
couch.
Cummins. Drop couch.
That's a shame. That is unlucky.
Mm. Still not as bad as Dashie's your acquitted performance.
But no.
Yeah. But anyway, fond memories, Josh. That's what we're trying to get across there is that you've featured heavily. But you actually do have more exciting things to talk about at the moment. And you are only back in Brisbane for not long, are you? Like a week. Tell people about where you reside at the moment and what you're doing. You were happy to tell Mitch a second ago, which was good. Unfortunately, we weren't recording.
It's a shame we didn't hit record. I'm living in San Francisco, California, and work for Major League Cricket. We're launching America's first professional T20 franchise competition. We've been at it for about 2.5 years now, and first season next year in July 2023.
So when you say been at it, what does that involve? What does that mean? Like, what is the work behind the scenes in preparation for launching it?
I've been fortunate enough to tell this story a few times now on a couple of dates that I've been on, and quite often.
Say
a couple of other podcasts. Not what I thought he was going to
A couple of dates I've been on.
Really reputable sources.
Every single time I've explained it, you get this like confused look on their faces.
Okay.
And then
I'd like to think we could follow a conversation about cricket.
But yeah.
We'll try.
They tend to get it confused for croquet. So
when I talk about
building stadiums and recruiting players and getting broadcasters and all that fun stuff. You really see the confusion start to set in when they get that sport where you whack the ball between the little pegs.
Yeah.
You don't need a big stadium.
What the hell are you playing at the MCG?
You just hit that one out of the stadium.
What? Hey, mate, it went 4 metres.
But we've recruited about 40 players to live in the US full time. We're in the middle of constructing our first stadium in Dallas. And we've launched minor league cricket, which is our secondary, more domestic-based T20 tournament ahead of Major League Cricket next year, which will be a smaller amount of teams.
And what about the 40 cricketers that are full-time? Where are they coming from? Like, they're coming from internationally? Like, they're already recognised cricketers?
Yeah, all over the world. So we've got probably out of the 30, probably 10 guys that have played international cricket across maybe 4 or 5 countries. The rest of them are former first-class cricketers or... I guess were first-class cricketers when they departed their home nations to build a life in the US.
Sorry, what do you mean living there full-time? What are you trying to get to? Like, I was picturing something like an IPL or a BBL, which is like a bloody couple-month competition sort of thing. Why would they need to be there full-time?
So I guess the players that have moved over are going to be domestic in our tournament.
Okay.
But not only that, they're also going to qualify to play for the US. And then if they're selected... based on their performances, they'll then go on to represent the US. So the plan is to, I guess, take the existing crop of players that are in the US at the moment and add some depth to that pool, and then hopefully the cream rises to the top and we're sitting here in a few years' time or we're actually sitting in the US because that's where the next World Cup is.
Is it really?
The next World Cup's in the US.
2024, yeah.
And you haven't got one stadium yet.
There is one currently.
Surely there's a freaking million stadiums, isn't there? They're just wrong shape. They're all in a diamond for some reason.
It's very unfortunate that you can't play.
This square boundary is pretty short.
Very unfortunate that you can't play cricket in a rectangular stadium. Yeah. We would be...
leaps and bounds.
It would be a long way away.
Does the host nation automatically qualify for the World Cup?
Yeah, right? Yeah. So the US will be in the 2024 World Cup, the US and the West Indies. So, very exciting. Very exciting.
And Dash, are you going to play for the US yourself?
No.
Or are you more in a business venture?
Yeah, more in the administration side of things these days.
Are you still playing?
Not anymore, no.
Not at all?
No.
Have you told him
about... You've seen the light.
Have you told him about your 1,000 first grade runs and 100 wickets?
Yeah. No, but I did tell him about that day where I couldn't hit the pitch.
Yeah, right. Oh, that explains it.
Yeah, right.
No, sorry, mate. Only 40 contracts.
I'm getting picked.
No, I've only got 40, not 41. Yeah, right. Okay, so more the administration role.
Yeah.
That is very cool. And what's the overall feel? Because we've actually got a big, well, not big, but like we've definitely got lots of US listeners for sure. And we often get, anytime we put up, like, so when myself and Gody mic'd ourselves up and we played cricket against each other, we often get like Americans commenting saying, can you guys teach us about cricket? Can you teach us about cricket? We actually should do a segment called American, you teach us cricket. Come on. We haven't started it yet though. But
yeah,
I was
that's generally the first I've heard of it.
Maybe workshop that name too.
Yeah, it's a work in progress.
I'm not going to tell you how to run your podcast. No.
America.
On air. Yeah.
You certainly did before we record.
Pointing fingers left, right, and center when you're
going
got
in. One question.
Mitch, you sit over there. You sit over here. Yeah. What are your thoughts on like the general feel around the competition and how do you, I guess, build more excitement for it?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think we are in a somewhat fortunate position. We've got a big country full of expats from cricket-loving nations, so we kind of have an organic fan base that's already there. And our challenge is to, I guess, cater to that existing fan base, but also create a product that's going to excite and entertain new fans to cricket.
Yeah.
I think there's a big gap or big opportunity that exists for casual sports fans that might go to baseball at the moment, but don't necessarily go to watch the game. They go to have some beers, eat some hot dogs, sit around, chat with their friends. And you can do that at cricket.
You still do the hot dogs?
Still do the hot dogs.
Nah, I'm sold.
But with a little bit more atmosphere and a little bit more action on the field. So that's the plan.
Yeah.
It's going to be a balance between catering to those existing cricket fans, which are predominantly South Asian, and then also trying to grow the sport in the broader US population.
Okay.
You got a question?
I do have a question. I've thought of a question.
We chipped in after 16 minutes.
No, but I guess, you know, Big Bash League, there's plenty of things that are great about it, and it seems to want to attract new people to cricket that maybe aren't that big of a fan of cricket. But as someone who's grown up watching Test cricket and stuff, you go to a Big Bash game and it kind of feels like a bit too much music and partying going on and not enough just cricket. How are you trying to balance that, I guess, in the States?
I think the fact that it's a clean slate in terms of their exposure to cricket provides us with, I guess it doesn't provide that basis point for a, I guess, quote unquote, traditional cricket fan to compare it to Test cricket.
Yeah, okay.
A lot of Americans that I talk to actually associate cricket with that game that goes for like days and days and days.
Mm.
So when we tell them that we're actually only bringing the 3-hour version.
Is that also on your dates?
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to find that all the time too. How do you play cricket? Oh, my gosh, it goes for days. I'm like, well, there's other variations, but
Still goes for days.
What about this dinner?
Longest I've ever played is 2 days. Normally out in about 5 minutes, but
oh, you must get so bored.
Not really, I only face 8 balls. I don't just sit on the sideline.
It's pretty good.
I'll tell you what, it used to be an expensive day when I used to play at Redlands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Toasties saying is, I'll take it.
That'd be expensive now. Holy inflation's got the toasties.
I'll tell a story about Dashy at Redlands. We won a close one day against you blokes a couple of years ago. I reckon it might have been Dashy's last year.
Was I playing?
I reckon you were. We won a close one day anyway. Like,
surprising that you won then.
Oh, please. You guys haven't beaten us since Nam.
Give me a spell.
What do you mean, Basil?
I don't know. I've played you twice and beaten you once. Lost outright once.
Yeah. Hasting.
Plus, we had that classic draw last year.
Yeah, it was good. I can't remember.
You didn't play.
No, good. Anyway, we won a game and Dashy's like rare as hen says, like, I'll get the beers today. It's like beautiful. But he didn't want to actually physically get up and go purchase the beers.
Right.
So he gave his card to Stewie, Ben Shoemaker.
Yeah.
And now the carton price for beer at Redlands is about $70 for a carton.
Well, but it's not a carton. It's just how many beers are there in a pack?
But a couple of years ago, it was like you can buy a carton for $70, but Shuey, because he actually had Dash's card as rare as hen sleeve, he's like, nah, I'm going to buy 23 individual beers, please.
Oh, my days.
paid like $118 for beers.
That's
brilliant.
But also very funny.
How did that not make it on our pranks thing?
Yeah, that's one of the
earlier episodes. Go listen to 155.
Chalk that one into experience.
Chalk that one down the L column, but
yeah, that's well played.
Oh, jeez.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And the franchise is dashing. You're heading back to Major League, all set up, just about ready to go?
Yeah, largely set up now.
Can I ask, hijacking that question too, are there areas in the US where, so you know how like just real, what would you say, almost like those like heated sort of rivalries that they have in like footy club, but even cricket as well, like Queensland, New South Wales, state of origin sort of thing. Will they have that sort of like that component? I assume there's existing sort of contest like that.
Absolutely. Yeah. San Francisco, LA is a big one. New York, LA, also a big one. So yeah, our six franchises are going to be Seattle, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Dallas, Washington, D.C., and New York, which are predominantly based on where the existing cricket following population are based.
Mm-hmm.
But as I mentioned, given the stadiums are something that take a unique field shape to the US, and B, take a long time to build. The first few seasons are going to be more of a carnival style format that we saw during COVID.
Yeah.
With the aim that by 2025, each team will have their own home venue and be playing in their own home markets.
Did we ever mention, I don't know if we've mentioned yet in this episode, but we're next to the Gabba, so there's a bit of background noise. But
please, people work at it. 20 hours.
That was good. We probably could have said that earlier. But Dashi, I was just going to ask, how did this all start, and how did you get involved in it? Was this like your
question, from having no questions to one of the greats?
Now you've answered. Everybody asked more questions than anyone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, are you the mind behind taking cricket to the US, or have you moved over to the US and stumbled across something, or how's it all come about?
Don't be modest, Dashi. We know you are.
Definitely not the mind. So our company was founded by two gentlemen that originally cut their teeth in buying broadcast rights for cricket around the world and broadcasting and streaming them into the US.
Really? Sorry, cut their teeth?
That's an expression. Have you not
heard that expression?
Like, learn the trade.
All right.
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah,
they didn't physically cut their teeth.
Got it. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay.
They're like falling away.
Yeah. You got the scissors out?
I need to cut my molar.
Who needs dentists, huh?
Yeah, so they got started in buying cricket rights from the different boards around the world and streaming them in the US. Built a good business, sold that, and then went through a tender process and won the right to commercialize a T20 tournament. So that we got the company was founded in 2019, and then I joined as the second employee in February 2020. So.
What were you doing before that, Dash? How did they headhunt you, or you applied, or what happened?
I had been in touch with a few people. So I had a US passport and have always been interested in sport.
How do you have a US passport? That's a parental thing?
Yeah. Nice. No, mum's American, so.
That helps. That explains it quite succinctly.
Yeah, no, it's very
generally straightforward. I thought.
Yeah, that makes sense. It all adds up. Yeah. And Dashi, what were you doing beforehand? Why were you the perfect man for the job?
So I before that was working for the Adelaide Football Club, the Adelaide Crows, down in South Australia. Prior to that, was working for Baseball Australia. So had a mix of finance experience through those roles, and then also, I guess, startup sports is the best way to put it. And then was looking for roles in the US already, just mainly because I was intrigued about living and working over there.
Mm-hmm.
And then this one came up, and it was a nice fit between, I guess, what I knew from having played cricket for 20-something years and the work that I'd been doing in the lead up to it. And yeah, ended up being very fortunate to get this opportunity. Not great timing to move to the other side of the world in about a month before COVID, but in some ways it was also not a bad thing for our company. Obviously had very dramatic impacts to society and the rest of the world, but in terms of our particular company, I guess gave us time to put the foundations in place and get everything set up the way that we needed to, so that when we came out of the pandemic, we were, I guess, ready to start on our journey in terms of building cricket in that market.
You worked with Baseball Australia for a little while as well, and you actually had as the ringtone for your phone the winning song of the Canberra Cavalry, who play in the ABL over here. Now, are you
very good memory?
Yeah, a memory like a fox. Now, are you going to have that? Are you going
literally get brought up every episode?
Yeah. Are you going to have what I'm asking is like? So that was obviously subconsciously maybe a favorite franchise. Do you have a favorite franchise at the moment? Or can you not say that? No ringtones.
No, I can't have a favorite franchise.
Where are you living? Seattle.
I live in San Francisco.
Oh, San Francisco. Close enough.
No favorite franchise at the moment.
Have you seen the logos of them? Color schemes.
The major league teams, not can't publicly disclose that information.
Of course you can't.
You should have heard him talking before we started recording. Like the coyness in his voice in regards to who he's meeting this week and what's happening.
This is a work trip.
Yeah, do you want to drop a couple of big names or are we not allowed to know you?
Is it a work trip or just social or both?
No, work trip.
Work trip. Yeah, no. Back for work.
I'm on the clock right now.
Yeah. Meeting Andrew Gody. Yeah. This is tough work.
That Red Bull and packet of strawberries and creams a tax deduction, apparently.
Andrew Gody, one of the players he's meeting. Would you live in the US?
Oh, I'd go over there with Dash. Yeah. We'd look after each other.
My little one-bedroom apartment in San Francisco. Yeah, that'd be cozy.
We've shared a bed before.
You, the two kids, Kathleen. Yeah, it'd be great.
We'd give her a real listening to, wouldn't we? She'd be right up in our grills.
So, Dasha, you can't comment on which franchise you're going to end up following. Who do you care about? NFL, baseball?
Just a big fan of cricket.
Just
a big cricket guy.
Okay. And so you know nothing about NFL, if we've already established, but do you follow a baseball team?
Or no.
Do you follow any American sport?
Or strictly cricket?
Do you know anything that happens in the US yet?
Do you follow Subway?
No, I've actually really grown to enjoy American football.
Okay.
It's once you start to understand some of the nuances of the sport, very enjoyable to watch.
We actually play a game called Valleyball, which is loosely based on sort of American football. And Josh was a willing participant in Valleyball for our warm. We've spoken about this as well. And I'll tell a quick yarn about.
I actually asked you to name your starting six with Valleyball Dockers players with Dockers the other night. Mm-hmm.
Did Dashie make it?
Just missed.
He wasn't.
Just missed.
It's unlucky.
But I'll tell you. So. Josh, as you can probably tell by now, he doesn't lack confidence, shall we say. So he would quite happily push better players out of the way so he could be quarterback, right? So what happened? He pushed someone out of the way who was probably a better player than him. He's like, I've got this. And then someone hutted in the ball and he's gone to throw it deep into the right-hand right-hand side of the goal. He's a left-hander. He's gone whooshka, thrown it. Ball slipped out of his hand, right? It's gone 45 degrees the opposite direction to a man standing there who wasn't watching, landed on his chest, touchdown, right? And Dash is giving it like just the one finger, just like that. So you could see the ball like
TB12, baby.
Yeah.
TB12.
It's sort of like top spin spun out of his hand. It sort of was like a knuckleball, but it went 45 degrees the wrong way.
Maybe that's just a vision he had.
Yeah. Maybe. Really, it fooled us all, including the person he was trying to throw it to. No, he just missed our starting six, unfortunately. Yeah, just.
Tough result.
Yeah, unlucky.
Good player. Just probably out of form for those 5 years. Yeah. Would you be able to get back on the horse, you reckon, Dash? I know you've stopped playing, but would you still have it? Like, or would you be more like the Ipswich day, do you reckon, if you were getting back to bowling now?
It's all about the Ipswich day.
It's just a great story.
No one remembers all those quarterback pads you got.
Did you get a lot of quarterback pads?
I reckon I can remember one.
But gee, that bad pad stayed in a lot.
Mitch Weatherhead. At Ipswich, I remember.
At Ipswich. Yeah. What, same day when you all won for 300.
It was a full toss.
It wasn't. And I'll tell you,
it hit bat pat. That's what he was trying to say.
Dashie got six for that day. It was his first ever five from first grade. I remember it vividly. And we had we had to swing an end. Like we had to swing. I think I was opening the bowl with Fox. We had to swing an end. Fox wanted one end on one another. So we had to get an over out. So I dashed just bowl. And he bowled the first over and got like two for the first time. So, oh, fuck me. he's like, you gotta keep me honest. I said, I absolutely do not. Fox, you're on.
I only ripped the guts out of the team that day. 6 for 32. You're welcome.
You're welcome. 6 for 32. They're incredible figures.
You also got a 5 for 150 at Sandgate as well. I remember that quite vividly.
That's actually probably one of my favorite grade cricket memories was 20 overs, 5 for 150.
That's a lot of runs.
He just kept getting fucking hit into the racetrack. So, oh my
God. What? Who's done that? Who was hitting you?
All of them.
Everybody.
The
umpires had a turn lining up.
How did you get your 5 wickets then?
Caught it long on.
Actually, I think I got my 5th one, caught it backward point.
I think I caught it, just threw it on the ground. I was like, this is shit.
Oh, God, that's good gear.
We had some good days in the field together.
Did you terrorise anyone, more in your personal life rather than your business life, did you terrorise anyone as much as you terrorised Jack Woodamouth? We've made reference to it a couple of times across the normal sort of weekly episodes. I know one particular moment springs to mind where Goaty told us to break into Jack's room at his wedding.
That's what I was thinking about. Midnight on at the wedding.
Your wedding night. Yeah. We also heard about the change in the booking, which you guys did. Were you involved in the Jack Beath prank, the IPL?
Were we involved?
The masterminds. So you did.
I have no idea.
Anyone named Jack just copped it from you. Is that the story?
No comment.
What?
Okay, he's looking in the barrel of the
carry. I get it. So Dashie's not commenting.
Told this story before. Okay. Like we might have created a
youth IPL.
We
might have been the visionaries of a junior IPL tournament.
Well, there was actually one the other day. Actually, you got brought. Anyway, we might have created potentially a fake account and sent a few emails off to a particular member of our side at the time saying there was IPL scouts from the under-21s looking for him. You know, don't tell anyone, except obviously the first thing he did was told us. Idiots.
It was a deep web
because we got actually like coaches in like the Queensland youth system involved, like not to do anything, but just like if he brings it up, just like go along with it.
Nod
your head and just smile. That's
a fair effort. That's a good prank.
We had a lot of time on our hands.
I see that. Yeah.
In hindsight, the futures.ipl@gmail.com.
You made a full email address for it.
Are you joking? Of course we did. What do you think? This is Bushweek.
I'm going to email him.
I wonder who's behind this.
Can we blank that out?
Stop telling us to blank things out.
This whole episode.
I can't say that. I can't tell you who my meaning is. I can't lose anyway.
If someone wanted to email you, they could guess that. That would be the first guess. Dashie, funny. You mentioned great investments. I wanted to ask about like this whole building stadiums business. Imagine that requires some investors.
Does, yes.
How do you convince them to come on board?
Have you not listened to him speak in this half an hour podcast? He's got it.
He's got it? Okay. Yeah.
Right. No,
what do you think he's just been doing, Skin?
Got some very prominent, well-known investors that have kind of, I guess, been cricket fans, been first generation expats to the US that have made it big in tech. So the CEO of Microsoft is an investor in Major League Cricket.
What?
Two gentlemen that interviewed Mark Zuckerberg on behalf of their first private equity firm to invest in Facebook. Some of our investors, the CEO of Adobe. I guess people that have a passion for cricket and want to see it grow in a market that means something to them. So
right. Okay. Yeah, that's some name dropping. Well done.
I think it's fine.
Unfortunately, we had to blank out all those names as well.
Yeah. Hang on, but like you're responsible for convincing these people this is a good idea. Have you had meetings with these people and or
No?
I'll leave that to my bosses.
Okay, all right. Good idea. Yeah.
I'll leave that to them.
I was going
to
say.
Yeah. Otherwise, Dasher goes and treats it like a date.
Yeah. So have you heard of cricket?
No, not croquet.
No, we do need stadium.
It's MCG yeah, plays, mate. You should see it.
The best story I've ever had there was I was one of the players that we've got over here was checking in for a flight one day and had a kit bag that said Team Abu Dhabi on it. Mm. And the lady at the check-in desk has given it the old, "Oh, Team Abu Dhabi. What's that?" And my colleague goes, "Oh, it's cricket." And she responds, "Oh, I could never play that. I'd always fall off." And he's kind of like realized pretty quickly she's talking about polo. And he goes, yeah, no, it's hard to stay on. Hard to stay on sometimes.
Hard to stay on the pitch.
The pitch? The 180 meter diameter field?
Yeah, the flat pitch conspiracy theory. Says you fall off the edges.
I mean, Lords does have a massive slope. I mean, I haven't seen anyone rolling down the hill yet.
I mean, I know,
oh, you never play that. I'd always fall off.
I've been in a massive form slump at the moment, but I don't think I've fallen off that.
Congratulations, by the way.
On what?
A little second 11.
Oh, thank you, mate. Yeah, well, if you need 41 players, just let me know. Yeah. I'm happy. Yeah. That's true.
Who presented your cap?
Goaty.
Oh, wow.
Mm. The Goadler.
In Adelaide.
Oh, what?
He played 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't his debut. Got to stay with it, mate.
Nah. I fucking pogoed him that game too.
Pretty much. Jesus Christ. You did smack him that game.
I flicked him up on legs. Got 50. No shocks.
and we were great tourists as well.
We were Chris Swan's favourite players. Another wicket.
That one wasn't wicket.
Was that a dinger?
L Tucker's on 71 though. What's going on over here?
He seems to be tuckering into the
middle. He's hungry, is he?
So it's probably not going to do the job.
He's pretty good at making his bet as well, Skin.
Yeah, nice.
Tuck of the sheets.
Yeah, got it. Yeah, took me a moment, but I'm with you.
He'll be tired when he gets home. He'll be tucking out.
Speaking of, what's for dinner, Skin?
Tuck up.
Yeah, nice. Good. Well, Dashi, thank you so much for jumping on for a good chat.
I'm glad that's how we know.
Yeah.
This is just straight out.
That's the end.
Dashi,
yeah.
You do one, Dashi.
Job done.
All right, mate. Well, thank you so much. Obviously, best wishes on your next date. And with all the...
Josh, I'll show you tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow. That's what he's not telling us.
You're welcome to reduce the radius on your Tinder account as well. That 5.5 hours sounds like tough work, but you do you.
I mean, aeroplanes were invented for a reason. Remember that.
He's probably got fired private now anyway. So
thanks
for having me, guys.
Him and Mahala, Joe Woodner and AB de Villiers and the boys.
Yeah, maybe keep that for off air, maybe.
Tim's made it up. I don't know
if we can use any of this. He's already packing up the camera.
He's had enough. Is it? Oh, crap. I've got to edit this.
Oh, my God. There's so many bleeps.
How am I going to edit this?
I mean, Goaty and I were pretty ugly anyway.
All right. Thanks, mate. Best wishes.
Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.